The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we're going to turn to this shocking development yesterday evening when we heard that the disgraced US attorney Alex Murdoch's conviction for the 2021 double murders of his son and his wife was overturned. This was a unanimous decision by the South Carolina Supreme Court. The justice agreed that the jury at Murdoch's 2023 trial was improperly influenced by the actions of the county clerk, Rebecca Hill. Well, here to tell us more is US journalist Sarah Firth. Sarah, thanks for being with us. We all followed this case. I mean, if we didn't follow it when it was happening at the time, we certainly saw the Netflix documentary or listened to a podcast about it. Where does it stand today?
Yes, it's the story that was watched around the world. And Claire, that's because the Murdochs, they're this legal dynasty in rural South Carolina, where the murders happened. For any listeners who haven't followed every sort of twist of the case, Alex Murdoch was accused of killing his wife Maggie and 22-year-old son Paul. They were shot dead on the family's hunting estate. Now, prosecutors argued he'd killed them at a moment his life was collapsing. He was about to be exposed for financial crimes. And there was this damning piece of evidence, which was a video his son took that placed Alex at the scene of the crime. But you have the South Carolina Supreme Court unanimously overturning his 2023 murder conviction, citing that shocking jury interference by court clerk Rebecca Hill. They said she had put her fingers on the scales of justice. She'd had contact reportedly with jurors that had improperly influenced them, and the court saying that that denied him his constitutional right to a fair trial. Really important to note, though, Claire, this doesn't mean that he is walking free. It means that those life sentences have been vacated for the guilty verdicts for his the murders of his wife and son. Those have been reversed, but he remains in prison because he also pled guilty in a separate trial to dozens of state and federal financial crimes. So he's currently serving a 27 and 40 year sentence for those crimes. And the prosecutors have said that they are going to be aggressively seeking to retry Alex for the murders of Maggie and Paul.
So we may have to go through all of this again with another trial, which I'm sure is music to the ears of the Netflix executives who will undoubtedly be following this too. But let's go back to Rebecca Hill, this county clerk of the court. Can we go through what she is alleged to have done, Sarah? Because she was hoping to get a book out of this. Now, that didn't happen in the end. But talk us through the charges against her.
So they're looking right now at the fact that she had made these comments during her work as the court clerk to the jurors who she'd had contact with throughout the trial, talking about his credibility, asking them to look at his body language, interference that only came to light fully once the case had been trialed and the decision reached, and then jurors started speaking out about the influence. And you know what's interesting, Claire, is you're right. You know, there have been so many podcasts, the documentaries on this. And as I was sort of going back through the case, because, you know, it's, you know, as famous here as it is around the world, it sort of stood out that Maggie Murdoch, you know, it's barely mentioned. She was the 52-year-old wife of Alec. And I found her obituary. She has one surviving son that described her as having a heart of pure generosity. She adored her family. She'll be remembered as a second mum from her son's many friends, and she made the most out of every situation and lived each day to the fullest. And actually, when you go back to the details of the case, they were estranged at the time. She was in a separate beach house that they owned. She then went back to the family's estate and was later found to have been shot alongside her son with, as we said, her husband accused. And so, yeah, this isn't by any means, you know, the details of the case are shocking and they reverberated because it's got everything right. You know, it's got the power, the influence, this legal dynasty of the Murdoch family in South Carolina. and all that comes with it. There's lots of other twists and turns linked to it. But, you know, yeah, at the heart of it is 52-year-old Maggie Murdoch and her son, Paul Murdoch, who were killed. And Becky, Rebecca Hill, this court clerk, interfering in this way, looking perhaps had spoken to friends about maybe wanting to write a book, but had this direct contact with the jurors that the Supreme Court looked at and unanimously agreed was shocking jury interference and denied him his right to a fair trial.
She was also in charge of overseeing the evidence in the case. And I see as well from reports that she was leaving bits and bobs around the place so that the press could take photographs of that evidence and use it. It is extraordinary. And it's also extraordinary that this didn't become known as the trial was running, that she was speaking to the jurors. We haven't heard from the jurors, have we, who can corroborate these claims that she was trying to influence them and saying things like, watch his body language and this verdict shouldn't, this deliberation shouldn't take long and so on. Have the jurors spoken out?
I think the jurors have, from Alex's legal team, spoken about some of what they witnessed. And I think some of that evidence, although I'd have to check, was taken into consideration by the South Carolina Supreme Court. But look, the fact that you had this unanimous decision overturning and reversing those guilty verdicts of his wife and son and vacating those life sentences, you know, that is a major legal decision. And again, you know, I think the court was very clear that this is an issue of a fair trial. So the fact that he was denied his constitutional right to a fair trial because of that jury interference, because of those comments that were reportedly made. The Attorney General, the prosecutors who went after Murdoch originally, they have said, as I said, that they are going to aggressively seek to retry Alex for the murders of Maggie and Paul. But he also said, the Attorney General, let me be clear, this decision does not mean Murdoch will be released. He will remain in prison for his financial crimes. Now, Alex's legal team have come out and said from day one that he did not kill his wife and son. That is what he said. Mm-hmm. We look forward to a new trial.
Yeah, but given all of the attention that this case has attracted, you've got to wonder how they're going to find a jury, who, you know, people who don't have an opinion on Alex Murdoch's innocence or guilt.
I mean, yeah, that is a huge question, Claire. I have absolutely no idea from a legal standpoint how they're going to manage to do that, given the scale of the notoriety of this case. Maybe try it in a different state. Very, very difficult. But yeah, it's the story, as we said, that reverberated around the world with this, you know, this mix of power and influence and a family, a great, once great family, fallen in this way. But with so many, sort of twists and turns and shocking details in it. And yeah, you know, Maggie and Paul, her son, at the end of it, still shot dead. And that new trial, however it will be held, we're still waiting for details on that, but it will be held. And you can imagine there will be even more podcasts and documentaries following on this this shocking story.
Well, that's the only thing we can be certain of in this case. Sarah, thank you very much. Sarah Firth there, United States-based journalist.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.